We started the USP together. She went to school here in the U.S., and I, of course, went to USP. And then we met at USP, and we were the young academics, the hires at USP in those days, and Pelle Hoffa, who passed away some years ago, and people like Vijay Naidu and Claire. They were the ones who were responsible for hiring us. And, yeah, so we've started working at USP together.
I noticed in your own tribute on Facebook, you described yourself and Teresia as being young and rebellious with, I think, in brackets. So you wanted to be rebellious. Would that be fair to say, the two of you?
Yes, we did. We were trying to look for, you know, ways to understand the Pacific Islands and talk about Pacific Islands in scholarly discussions in academia. And, you know, we were in our 20s and USP saw something in us and hired us. You know, there were others like Robert Nicole, for instance, who we shared a lot of intellectual discussions with. It was a great time.
How would you assess Teresia Tiawa's contribution to research in Pacific Island culture and getting the message out to the rest of the world who maybe didn't know or didn't understand exactly how the Pacific Islands function?
Terry's contribution to Pacific Island scholarship is phenomenal. And in her teaching in particular, you know, apart from research and publication, she was a great teacher. And students all over the Pacific, students who have come across Terry's work and have met her in New Zealand as well as here in Hawaii, have loved her. And Terry's contributions are not only to scholarship about Banaba and Kiribati, but about the Pacific Islands more generally, issues of nuclear testing, issues of decolonization, gender issues. She was one of the groundbreaking young scholars of the Pacific who will surely be missed.
And I would assume, particularly on the aspect of gender issues, I mean, she was, as it were, taking on the men at a time when that wasn't the easiest thing to do. It still isn't the easiest thing to do in the Pacific Islands. She was also co-editor of the International Feminist Journal of Politics, I noticed. So this was a very important issue for her.
That's right. And she will, I think, continue to be influential on gender issues. She took on scholarship in ways that, you know, sometimes confrontational, but she was also able to build relationships across the region in the Pacific as well as beyond the Pacific, and it's tragic to lose her.
As well as a scholar, she was also a poet. I mean, did she use poetry as a way to get away from the harsh realities of the work that she was doing a lot of the time and delving into the culture of the Pacific and things like gender issues? Was that her escape, poetry?
Well, I'm not sure about escape, but poetry was a medium to expand on what she was doing in her scholarly work. When we were at USP, we started what was and still is known as New Waves. It was a poetry group that we would meet regularly and then perform once a month in places like Trups at in Suva. And so poetry was a way, it was a medium to talk about and express issues that we were talking about in our scholarly work, but perhaps in language that only scholars can understand. And poetry was a means of reaching out to the broader community and talking about those same issues.
So it could well be that her poetry, as it were, will be more of a memorial to her than perhaps her scholarly work, for that very reason, that maybe it would reach people who wouldn't necessarily get to grips with the more academic material.
I think it would, and I think on this weekend when they lay her body to rest, I'm sure there will be a lot of poetry and there will be a lot of memory of her academic work as well. But I think poetry was just another medium of expressing what she was about, and academia and scholarly work will still be important as well.